in the execution of bhakti, we have to not only do we, it's based on devotion, sentiments, but it's also based on some rules, some regulation. It's like Lord Chaitanya says, trying to show the compassionate, merciful nature of Sri Harinam, he says that Nam Prabhu, he's like, there's no hard and fast rules. No yama, no niyam. That's just to get you in the front door. Because Lord Chaitanya is saying, Nam Nama Kari Bahuda Nisha Sarva Shaktis Tatarpita Niyamatara Smarane Nakala. There's no kala, there's no time consideration, there's no place consideration, desh kala, desh patra. And the person, a drunk, drunkard can chant, Gauranga Nitai, Hare Krishna, Govind. Anyone can chant. So patra means the person. Kaladeshan patra means the person. So there's no rules. So, oh great, then Hare Krishna, Krishna. And then as you're chanting, you think, oh, I need some guidance, and I got some books, and Krishna arranged, because of my sincerity, Krishna arranged for me to meet devotees or to receive particular books which change my line of thinking or open my mind to different depths and levels of bhakti and different levels and approaches to chanting Krishna's holy name. Namely, that it's a mantra, it's powerful, it's spiritual, it's transcendental, it will benefit and help me, but most importantly, the mantra is a person. So because the mantra is a person, persons have likes and dislikes, wants and what I love and what I hate, what I want and what I need. So Krishna, he wants us, and we'll find that out if we're sincere. He wants us, if we're sincere, he wants us to chant without offenses. Well, that's a rule. What is it? I thought there was no rules. Niyamata, now you're saying no, 10 offenses and the beads have to be offered, and there was so many rules. So these rules are simply, the rules are there in Shastra describing different practices and limbs of bhakti to refine and improve and purify the quality of the offering that we're making. We're doing archana, puja, tathagraji. This is a bhakti anga. Shravanam, kirtanam, vishnu, smaranam, adasevanam, archanam, vandanam, dasya, sakyam, atmanavedam. So it's one of the navavita bhakti. So we're doing archana. Well, you know, I have my tathagraji. I love Krishna. I love my Gopal. I just, you know, this, that. Hey, so then you find out when you're doing archan that there's do's and don'ts, there's rules, and you have to timely, and you have to be clean, and all nice things, and tulsi patra and ganga jal and all these things. So then, the whole idea is that we're basically impersonal, nirvishesh shunyavadi, as Prabhupada's. Where his pranam prayer includes that Prabhupada came to bring spiritual wisdom of the Veda, Gita, Bhagavat, to the Western people, especially who were Paschim Desh. They were so far removed from Bharat Bhumi, so far away and distant from this Bharat, Mother Bharat, the land of Dharma, Dharma Bhumi, India, and the Western Europe and Russia and America, South America, Asia. So they didn't know anything about the personal Godhead, because Christianity and Muslim religion and Buddhism and all these basic religious outlooks, even so-called quote-unquote theistic Christian religions, Lutheran, Baptist, Orthodox, Greek Orthodox, etc., they're all basically Mayavadi. They don't have very much, hardly any conception of a personal God other than God is the Father. God is the Father, at best. So Father means person, but how many devout followers of those particular religions are developing a very intimate and feelingful and personal relationship with that personal Father God? Zero, practically no one. So therefore, when people come to this Krishna Bhakti, which is, you could say, comes under the banner of Hinduism, but it's not really Hindu. It's Sanatan Dharma. It's the Jiva Dharma. It's the actual religion of the Atma. Jivera Surupaya Krishnera Nityadas. This means the Dharma, the religion. The Dharma, the constitutional position, the essential nature, the inherent, intrinsic nature of the Jivatma is that he / she or it or whatever, the Jiva, is a serving principle. That is his sarup, his nature. Sarup means his sarup lakshana, his primary basic characteristic. Although that Atma, that Jiva, may be embodied in so many different kinds of forms, aquatic forms or bird forms or beast forms or human forms, insect, flea, germ, bacteria, etc. All those different forms, but irregardless of the packaging and irregardless of the covering of the Jiva, inside is the Jiva, the living principle. Life is in the one-celled bacteria, and life is in the human being, the Jivatma, the living principle. And all of them are servants of God. So now we approach Krishna, Bhagavan Sri Krishna, Gopal, Ramchandra, etc. We have to learn how to love, because bhakti means love. Divine, spiritual, immaculate, pure love. Selfless love, self-forgetful love. No personal calculation, no personal consideration. No, not for 1 second thinking, I need this, I want this. Why can't it be like this? Or it should be like this. Or let it be like this. We're simply serving the wishes and whims and desires and feelings of another, namely Krishna, God. So that's a highly personal concept of God, and it's one-on-one. So now imagine trying to love the Supreme Person and the Supreme Lady Love and the Supreme Romantic Hero, Radha and Krishna. How demanding that relationship would be. Because when you're really in love, then you're captured. You're captured. You're enchanted. You're enchanted and captured by the voice of your beloved, by the form, by the voice, by the humor, the character, the personality, the qualities, the talents, all the different things which will enchant and captivate people between each other. So now, and then you can dedicate your complete being to the other person whom you call your husband or wife or beloved, whatever. So now Krishna is that Supreme Person, Radha and Krishna. We're supposed to dedicate our bodies and our minds and our hearts and all our feelings. So since that's such a highest possible imaginable spiritual divine love relationship, so how pure our mind must be, how pure our heart must be, because we're loving the Supreme Purity, Pavitra Bhagavan. So then we're very careful, everything we do, everything's very clean, everything's very timely, and we have always try to have a good heart and good mind and nice bhava and feelings, and very personal and caring and always wondering, watching, and is Thakurji okay, and everything. So that's called being absorbed and totally absorbed in a loving relationship with Krishna. So of course it's a development. Love, as everywhere, love develops, begins from a glance, or not even a glance, just hearing something without even seeing. So, but this is why we have rules and regulations and all the different aspects of bhakti. There's rules and regulations for hearing. There's rules and regulations for chanting. There's rules and regulations for remembering and different kramas and different stages and steps of hearing and different stages and steps of chanting and different stages and steps of remembering. Specifically, 5 different levels of smaran. And then there's different stages of archanam and different levels and types. You know, there's the boga cooked by the pure devotee and the boga cooked by Bhakta Joe. Bhakta Joe goes in the kitchen and cooks buckwheat for breakfast, buckwheat pancakes for the Moscow temple. and then one day, Bhakti Vigyan Goswami goes in the kitchen. He says, I'll cook the Didi offering today. So then he cooks, and the devotees are mad to get that Mahaprasad. And then they taste something extraordinary. Like some of us Prabhupada disciples, we have the fortune to taste remnants of food that Prabhupada personally cooked. Or some great pure devotee we maybe met here and there, Babaji, Sannyasi, Grihastha, whomever, some great pure devotee, lady, man, whoever. And when you taste something that's offered with purity of practice and purity of rules and regulations, purity of body, Bhuta Shuddhi, purified mind, intelligence, heart, offered to the Lord with the utmost devotion and developed consciousness of Krishna with a personal understanding and deep personal relationship with your Thakurji or Krishna, and you offer that bhoga, then someone takes it, they'll say, oh, it's remarkable. It's some otherworldly. You can read in Antilila about the effect of prasadam on Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. When he took the offering to Jagannath, cooked by Lakshmi Devi, because in Jagannath Puri, they don't look so much like Lakshmi Devi, but these big, burly, arisen pujaris. You wouldn't want to get one of those guys angry. They carry Jagannath in a rath. They carry him up to out of the temple. They carry him a long way, all the way out of the temple. It's a big distance from the temple to the street, inside, up the stairs, in the outer mandap and the inner mandap, and then finally across and up inside the thing. It's a long way. And so these sumo pujaris, not wrestlers, but sumo pujaris, maha Jagannath pandas, they're really strong, so they carry the Lord of the Universe on their back. They're cooking. There's hundreds of them, 700 stoves in the kitchen. They're all cooking. 700 stoves, and they're all cooking. And then that's individual stoves, and they also go vertically also. And then they cook in one pot on top of the other. It's another mystery. It's in my book. So they offer that to Jagannath. It's taken to Jagannath. Then many of those cooks, they have their own private prasad restaurants. I don't know what to call them. It's called Anand Bazaar. Like they have Sabji Bazaar. You go and buy Sabji. So Anand Bazaar is where you go. you get the bliss, You get the bliss. Yeah, give me some rubbery. Give me some of this thing and that and this and that. And that's for all the, you just get this little dried piece of kaja or some little square piece of thing. Sweet. Not Jai Jagannath. But if you go inside, there's sabji, there's puri, there's seven different kinds of khichdi. There's ginger khichdi, there's lemon khichdi, there's ghee khichdi, there's special khichdi, there's spicy khichdi.
It's all inside the temple area.
Yeah. Whitey's not allowed. I never been. But my eyes have gone in the form of my friends. Because I asked, because I wrote a book, so I sent in my messengers. What's written here? What is this like? I already had some idea. I said, go and see, and now come and tell me. And then four people see it, come back and tell me four different things. And they're all just smiling. They go in there. I said, go in and tell me what's this scene over there. And I'm waiting for about 2 hours. I said, what happened? Oh, it's so good. We just went from stall to stall. We're eating. They were going from stall to stall, the Mahaprasad stalls inside Jagannath Mandir, Anand Bazaar. And they got lost in the mercy of Lord Jagannath and forgot about me waiting outside. Unfortunately, when they finally came down from their Mahaprasad, flight of ecstasy, then they came out and gave me a few dry pieces of kaja. And they said, oh, you should have seen. It was like this sabji and that chutney and this and that. And these little, and they condensed rice with these little tiny, mini, mini, rasgulas. Yeah. Like rasmalai type thing. Mini, mini balls, like marble size, marble.